Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome, JC.
JC, not JD.
JC and I are, as we're broadcasting, on our way to Ocala, Florida. We are presenting in to a group there on the government overreach, state and local government overreach, a new class I've been teaching across the country that teaches people how to go through their state constitution and read their state constitution to understand how the governor, the mayor, the city council, the county commission are violating your state constitution in order to do these shutdowns and emergency powers, orders, and all this other crazy stuff. So we are recording this beforehand, but you are seeing it as a premiere here, as live on Facebook, on YouTube, on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Samsung TV, and other YouTube platforms. So I want to say hello to everybody out there. I like to let people know, JC, because I get so many emails and say, hey, Chris Ann, you didn't respond to us from the chat room. And so when it comes live, it looks like the same as every other day. So I just wanted to let people know we are filming this for you, but I will go back and look at your comments later. But thank you for joining us. We really appreciate that. Housekeeping, while you're here, hit the thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button, ring that bell. If you don't do that two steps, then you may not get the notifications that sometimes YouTube decides to send out. Sometimes they decide not to send out. But remember, we're always here at the same time, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share. When you share, you help us undo the algorithm censorships. You know, JC, people have been telling me the YouTube censors have their way now. They don't drop us. They just put in ads like every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. People are having to push through the ads every 3 minutes. So I just wanted to say we appreciate the fact that you want this information so much that you're willing to put up with that. And we really, really appreciate and love that you support this so much.
Well, stream has been very problematic in the the last 2 weeks, so I think we have that nailed down.
Yeah. So I am really excited. We have some brand new news out, I think, that's probably going to be big for our people listening. Our current events news story today, I'm just going to go ahead and start off with that. What we have is the new Trump thing coming out. The lower courts, remember the Supreme Court heard the two Trump tax return cases. One case had to do with Congress getting the tax returns. The other case had to do with the local state getting the tax returns based on criminal investigation, criminal allegation. So the Supreme Court told Congress, you can't subpoena these records without some kind of accusation of wrongdoing. This is not a prerequisite for a presidential election. This is not in the president's job description. You don't have the right to have a president's tax returns before he was running for office. And so the court said no to Congress, but then said yes to the states for criminal investigations. Because remember, even the president of the United States cannot be immune. I really kind of have a hard time saying that out loud these days, given all the stuff we've done with qualified immunity, right? But that the president can't be immune from criminal investigations.
Only police officers can.
Only police officers.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Only police officers when they're robbing, maiming, murdering people. I wouldn't even say robbing. You'd have to say stealing because right. Whatever.
Those small handful of bad police officers that might be doing those things.
And then we have, well, those are the ones that get to the courtroom. So that's right. What we're talking about.
No, but you always say, oh, it's just a minority that's doing that. It's not all. What is it? What is the thing? Not all cops are bad.
Okay, let me put it this way, JC. Maybe this will help people. The majority of the police officers that end up in the courtroom. Can we say that? The majority of the police officers that end up in the courtroom accused of murdering, accusing of maiming, accusing of stealing, the majority of them receive qualified immunity for their actions.
Even if they're guilty.
So the majority of them get qualified immunity.
I should say even if they're adjudicated guilty. Right?
Even if they're adjudicated not guilty.
Yeah, or even...
Even if they're adjudicated not guilty, they still get immunity in civil cases.
And even when the court said, like the one that says...
Oh, yeah, guilty, right.
Yeah, this is normally a crime, but not for them.
Yeah, that was the Fresno Police Department. So it's normally a crime to take $250,000 in coins and cash from somebody, but because there's no law that says the Fresno Police Department can't do that, Members of the Fresno Police Department can't do that.
Yeah, this immunity stuff is insane. So here's all the folks. I think the point was all the folks arguing for police should have immunity, and then this government official should not have immunity. I mean, can we be consistent?
Yeah. So here's the fact.
How do they get to be above the law? But
nobody gets immunity.
President does.
All right. That's got to be the way it goes. Nobody gets immunity. That's the only justice way. I wonder if people really understand, and this is the kind of thing that when we talk at River School of Government and I'm teaching about fundamentals, right? I wonder if people truly understand that the whole purpose of the Constitution is not to control people. The whole purpose of the Constitution is not to control corporations. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to create limited and defined boundaries for people in government. So you don't get immunity in committing a crime that I would be prosecuted for just because you're in government. Because the whole purpose is to make the government controlled and not above the law.
Right.
So you don't have robber barons and press gangs ruling the country.
Just having the word immunity. I mean, just that in the conversation, it's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
So immunity, protection or exemption from something. Especially an obligation or penalty.
Yeah, so it is a protection from a penalty.
You're exempt.
Just for people.
Exempt from penalty.
Qualified, right? You must qualify for this exemption from penalty by being someone in government. Now, it doesn't apply to everyone in government because it didn't apply to Kim Davis when she was actually enforcing state law and standing for her own personal principles when her name. I don't think people realize that because, you know, I get kickback a lot, JC, from people because my position is always individual liberty, not on other people. And if you are in government, your primary focus should be other people's liberty, not your own, right? So if you are employed by government, then you have taken the responsibility to set aside your liberty to ensure and secure the liberty of others. We need that kind of understanding. But in this particular instance with Kim Davis, what's the bigotry, the religious fanaticism on both sides, right? Misses is that Kim Davis's name was on a marriage license contrary to her religious beliefs. But it was a marriage license. The job that she had matched her religious beliefs because Kentucky had a law that said same-sex marriage is not going to be sanctioned by the state. So under her job description, under the job that she took, She could fulfill her job description and maintain her religious beliefs. When she tried to enforce the Kentucky law, which also managed to maintain her religious beliefs because her name, her actual name, is on the marriage license, then she was then she was actually sued. The Supreme Court overturned the Kentucky law, placing her in a precarious position where now she's like, fine, I just won't issue the licenses, but you've got to take my name off there. How do you
let
put
somebody else? She said, "Let somebody else do it.
Yeah,
like somebody else in the office sign it."
So right.
It wasn't. I don't think at the time it was even this office will not issue them. She was just saying, "No, somebody else in the office can sign it. I'm not."
Well, the problem was, like I said, on the marriage certificate, it is her name as the clerk of court.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they have the standard thing down there,
yeah.
Clerk of court. Well, she's like, if you're going to do that, you've got to take my name off the bottom of it. I cannot have this on my name.
Mm-hmm.
This is saying I endorse this.
Was
right?
She
if
jailed
you want
to
say the office of the clerk of court endorses that,
was she
then
jailed
that's fine.
Or something?
Yeah. I don't remember the details of that. There's so much that's going on.
I don't remember.
But the point is, if they wanted to put office of the clerk of the court and somebody would sign it, then that would be fine. But I don't even understand if you're not the governor. Why you would even have some clerk of court's name on a state-issued document.
Right.
So the whole thing is just crazy. And she's actually working in the system to try to get that all changed to help protect others as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Supreme Court says she doesn't get immunity from civil lawsuits, even though she was... See, that's the thing. What was the whole principle behind the Fresno, California thing? There was no law on the books to tell you couldn't do that. For Kim Davis, there was actually a law on the books that said she couldn't do that. And she
right.
didn't do that. And now the Supreme Court switches up and says, oh, you only get immunity when you're maiming, murdering, or stealing from someone. When the law applies to the people but not to the officers. But when you actually have someone in government who's trying to enforce the law that's on the books, the actual law that's on the books, you don't get immunity. I don't get that. So Trump's tax returns. Trump's tax returns, he appealed the lower court's decision because the Supreme Court sent it back to the lower courts. It's going to be bouncing around in here for a while again. The Supreme Court sent it back to the lower courts with a question and to be answered. And now the lower courts are moving it through. And in this stage of the game, the appeal court says, guess what? You still have to provide your tax return in this. And this, by the way, is a investigation. It's actually a grand jury. So what you have here is the grand jury. The federal appeals court in Manhattan on Wednesday rejected President Donald Trump's effort to block enforcement of a grand jury subpoena that demands years of his income tax returns from his accountants. Now, this is significant, JC, because we've talked about grand juries a lot. The fact that this is going to a grand jury means these records have to be sealed. They are not open to the public. The prosecutors get to see them. The grand jury people get to see them. But the public does not get to see them. So the problem...
Unless a judge releases them, which is a rare thing, which does not typically happen.
It is so atypical that it would be... would be shocking.
Yeah, because that was the conversation, the Breonna Taylor thing. They were saying, release those recordings and records, whatever. This
mm-hmm.
is not something that's typically done.
Yeah. So like I said, it's so atypical that if they did it in this case, there would be a lot of questions as to motivation. And it
right.
would be clear that this is political. Now, a lot of people have come up and said, well, they don't have the right to Donald Trump's tax returns for any reason whatsoever. No, that's not true. if he is being accused of a crime at the state level, because remember, Donald Trump operated business and had a house in New York. He had to pay taxes in New York. And so this is what this is about. Give me your tax returns in New York. We're not prosecuting him on behalf of the IRS. This is a prosecution on behalf of the state of New York. Donald Trump was not president in this question, and the state must be able to call that. Even if he is president, the state must be able to investigate and potentially bring charges against Donald Trump for criminal activity. Being in, I just want to say this out loud. I don't know why I should have to say this out loud, but let me say this out loud. Being president of the United States should never save you or shield you if you are engaging in criminal activity while in that office. I don't know why we have to say that out loud, but for some reason, people think that you cannot, you know, that the president should somehow not be subject to criminal charges while he's in office.
And this
see what that means, JC?
Go ahead.
It means that the president of the United States, if that doctrine is valid legal doctrine, the president of the United States can be an absolute criminal while he's in office and the people can't do anything about it.
Sounds like a Hillary rule.
Well, yeah, there you go. Now you know why, right?
The Hillary rule, which as an aside, some book has come out that Hillary is bragging on about the conspiracy, the so-called conspiracy to get Hillary. I guess we'll get to more of that in a minute.
Yeah,
but this Trump thing is supposedly connected to his foundation. That's what this is all about.
Right.
So some sort of misuse of funds in the Trump Foundation.
Right. This is a state level case. This is not an IRS case. This is not a federal level case.
Not yet. Well, I mean, they assert, in their words, violations consistent or persistent violations of state and federal law.
But what we're talking about, the subpoena and the grand jury is for the state case. And so we have to make sure that we're not establishing, you called it the Hillary rule, right? If you establish this kind of precedent for Donald Trump, and I'm speaking to our Trump fans out there, I'm speaking to our I don't know, the Republicans out there. If you establish that that it should not be that Donald Trump is actually
not above the law.
Not above the law, then guess what? That is the Hillary rule. It'll be the Kamala Harris rule. It'll be the whoever's the Democrat in office rule.
Yeah. It's pretty much the Hillary rule already so far.
Well, that's because we don't have control of the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
But nonetheless. So what I want us to see here is the problem. Okay. The problem is not that Donald Trump must provide his tax returns to the state of New York for a criminal investigation. The problem is not that Donald Trump must send his tax returns upon subpoena of a grand jury. The problem is that people believe that what this New York prosecutor is actually doing is being an arm for the congressmen who want those records when the Supreme Court told them, no, you can't have it. That's the problem. People believe that this whole investigation is actually a political mechanism to give to Congress what the Supreme Court said they cannot have, to leak it to them.
And in the context of this case, correct me if I'm wrong, the public should under normal circumstances, the public should never see these tax returns.
No, they're...
So even if the New York Attorney General is getting them, it's not a public disclosure matter.
No, and as a criminal record, this should be something that is sealed, that should never be given to the public. It happens all the time in civil court when you have a civil lawsuit that has to do with somebody's financial records. You don't get to publish somebody's financial records. Even in the criminal courts, you don't get to publish somebody's financial records, just like their health records.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do that. That's not how that works. That's why the judge has the ability to seal records.
What are the odds that that's coming?
All right.
What are the odds that a leak happens?
Which is problem number two
that
with
Washington
this.
Post or New York Times publishes.
So this is problem number two, right? Problem number one is that people believe that this prosecutor is not actually engaging in a criminal justice system, but has become a political mechanism for congressmen to get what the Supreme Court said they couldn't have. Problem number two, when they get it, there'll be no accountability and no consequence.
Right.
And here's the problem.
Because
we need to address
these. Because it's simply about
these.
Politically targeting Donald
yes,
Trump.
Yes, exactly. And this is what we need to address. That's why I'm always talking about take back the narrative. Stop. You have said this for years, JC, about the problem that Republicans have are always chasing the Democrat narrative. Stop chasing their narrative. Stop repeating it. Why don't you get to the facts and say, okay, here's the problem. The problem is not that the president is subject to law as everybody else. The problem is you're not allowed to have this, and the only reason he's being prosecuted is so you can have what you're not allowed to have. And when you finally get it, there'll be no accountability and no consequence for what you've done. That's the problem. So the solution is not to shield Donald Trump's tax returns from the criminal justice process. The solution is you must hold people accountable for their negligent and criminal activity.
Washington Post, New York Times, because they'll publish
congressmen.
They will publish these things, and then they will hide behind their press status.
Yes. And by the way, that's not supposed to be press status protected.
Right.
The First Amendment is not carte blanche for mainstream media to act in a criminal way. JC, if you found Donald Trump's, let me put it this way. If Donald Trump's tax returns were accidentally mailed into your mailbox,
mm-hmm.
and you opened them, and then you ran a newspaper ad with Donald Trump's tax returns, or you posted them on your Facebook page, you would be criminally liable.
Right.
That would be a federal crime. The press does not get protection to do what is illegal for everybody else.
But it is unlikely in that scenario that anything would happen to that newspaper that ran the ad
right.
that I asked them to, because they would hide behind press. Hey, we were just publishing what we
right.
were given. So there should be an expectation, just like any other person, a thing that you should have reasonably known was illegal.
Yes.
Then you are culpable for
absolutely.
That.
It is a accomplice status. In the least, it's culpable negligence, as you put out there, and it should be
accountable. I didn't publish them. I just asked them to publish them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not the publisher. They are.
Right.
So the actual criminal activity would be carried out by them.
Right.
Because they should have the responsibility to say, no, we can't publish this. This is illegal. I mean, think of like these obscenity laws and stuff like that. There's some just sort of outrageous photos or whatever. They wouldn't just be able to publish that without any consequence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even whether you agree with it or not, I'm saying there are those laws many times that they're held accountable mm-hmm. to. Like if you do something in a certain time of the day on certain channels or what have you, that's not a pay channel, they're going to get fined.
Yeah.
So then stuff like this, where that you'll illegally publish his private financial records. I mean, I almost guarantee you it's what's coming. It'll happen sooner or later. One of these newspapers will illegally disclose Donald Trump's private tax information,
which again will be
guaranteed.
Will be, by the way, let's just put it out there in real life time here. The reason that it will be leaked to the press is because those congressmen want it. but the Supreme Court said they can't have it, so they'll leak it through the press so they can have it, and then they're washed clean of their criminality.
Right. Because the lapdog press will do their bidding.
That's right. That's right. So that's where we are.
That's where we're headed.
I'm gonna repeat this one more time. I'm gonna look right in the camera. It is, the problem is not that Donald Trump's records are eligible to be subpoenaed for criminal investigation. The problem is that there is no accountability and no consequence when someone leaks those records into the public. That's the problem. And that we should know, by the way, through public's records request, that congressmen are behind this state-run prosecution. There has to be a way that we can actually do a public's records request for certain members of Congress and their communication with this state attorney, with the state of New York, to find out who's talking to these people to make sure this gets done.
Yeah, because as far as I know, there's no New York Attorney General investigation of the Clinton Foundation, of the Tides Foundation, of the Open Societies Foundation. Where are those?
And we have personal experience that the Clinton Foundation is actually, in the very least, negligent with their money.
Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Haitians know this.
So here's, Haitians. Ask the Haitians. They know this. So in line with qualified immunity, JC, I wanted to take a look at a local case, because I think it's really important that people look at their local news and find these kinds of things, right? It's not just federal. We should know by now. It should be abundantly clear. It's not just federal right now that's out of control. It's state and local as well. And I give you examples of local news so that you know what to look for in your local news realm. So we're talking about qualified immunity. We're talking about lack of accountability. We're talking about the government's duty to secure the rights of the people, not to violate them. So I wanted to show you this. I came across this today, and it obviously made my blood boil, right? So this man in Carrollwood, Florida, says he felt strong-armed to pay $22,597 in debt to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office or risk losing his work truck. Now, here's the thing, and this is what this story exposes. Okay, so if you have an unsettled debt, you could be in for harsh surprise as creditors ramp up collection techniques, okay? And this article is beautiful because what this article says is many debtors don't realize it, but creditors have up to 20 years to collect on a judgment. That means if even if you don't have the money to pay for an old debt now, a creditor can wait until you have the money to pay and then pounce. Now, that ought to be in some realm okay. Okay, you shouldn't be in a civil contract situation. You shouldn't be able to run from the debt. Here's the problem. What these creditors do then is, quote unquote, hire the sheriff's department to go collect debt for them. So now what you have is our sheriff's departments being turned back into, the sheriff of Nottingham, going and collecting the private corporations' debt collections. See, the private corporations, they have civil ways to do debt collection. You can hire a repo man. You can hire debt collection. You know, those people that call you all the time and send you letters. They can garnish your wages. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever for the sheriff of a county to be involved in something like this. As a matter of fact, the sheriff ought not be involved in something like this. But here in Hillsborough County, Chad Cronister's Sheriff's Department refuses to file reports when people want to file criminal reports against crimes on them, but then runs around and is a corporate debt collector. Now watch this. Watch this. Frank Vanek of Carrollwood just learned this the hard way. And he says he feels it's not right for creditors to come after debtors so harshly in the middle of a pandemic when money is particularly tight. So this is not only just your average time. This is pandemic time. Mm-hmm. So Vanek says he awoke last week to a Hillsborough County deputy outside his house. Are you ready for this? Taking the tag off of the back of his pickup truck that he uses for work in the construction business. But that's not the whole of it. The deputy actually went into the toolbox of his truck, opened the toolbox of his truck, rummaged through the toolbox, got a screwdriver to use to take off of the license plate off his truck.
Mm-hmm.
There's no warrant for this deputy to go into this man's toolbox. This is an unlawful search and seizure on top of the fact that the sheriff's department ought not be doing private debt collection.
He said repo agents don't even root through your stuff in your driveway.
Yeah.
I think, again, and some might say a debt's a debt. What kind of bothers me, which is typical of this system, is the targeting of those resources that the person uses to make money.
Yeah.
Like, you want your debt paid. Why are you taking away the means of the person to earn money with which to pay that debt?
Yeah, well, here's the
thing.
That
kind of stuff should be off limits. Not
so
the work truck.
He defaulted on a car loan 17 years ago when he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
McDill Credit Union, now Grove Financial, was awarded the judgment in 2006, but never collected, and the case was eventually closed. Court documents in this case were actually destroyed in 2018 because the case had been dormant for so long. Now, 2020, Grove Financial reopened the case, got a judge to issue a writ of execution ordering the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office to take property that could be sold to pay off the debt. But here's the crazy thing. The original debt was $11,400. Only now it's $22,597 because of interest and fees added.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the problem. They said, go pick up stuff that you see that can be sold off to pay the debt. What is that? Now, they don't have the authority, JC, to go into his house and take his property. They have to find stuff. That warrant doesn't cover that. Yet this officer went into the man's toolbox. I'm trying to tell you, from a legal perspective, if he doesn't have the authority to go into the house, he doesn't have the authority to go into the toolbox.
So they're calling what the judge issues is called a writ of execution?
Writ of execution.
To carry it out?
To carry it out.
So it's another invented class of warrant?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that always the...
But that's the throwback. This is a throwback warrant.
Mm-hmm.
This is not actually what America is supposed to be about. Right. You should not be a private corporation, a private business, and be able to employ the force and arm of government to collect your debts. If it is a civil debt, this was a civil debt, then it ought to be handled civilly.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they hire a repo man?
Right.
Why couldn't they hire somebody to go through the debt collection process? They could have gone through the process of garnishment of his wages.
Well, and then probably within, you know, a deputy is gonna do more because they feel like they have greater authority to do whatever. So there's
and you're not
going to
challenge it.
Right, with a repo man, it's...
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
Right? You've got that authority in uniform with a weapon on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And today's published politics of police officers are, if you challenge an officer, even in defense of your own property, you could get shot.
So the sheriff is now the collection agency.
For a private company, yes. A collection agency on behalf of the private companies.
Okay, then. It sounds like it goes back to the East India Tea Company. I mean, you think about
exactly
the East India Tea Company was ruling government, like ruling countries. Like
yes,
they literally were running countries with their private armies
mm-hmm.
and private. It's a kind of weird. I don't even know the description, but they were private corporation with
military forces,
governments, yeah. Right? They had private armies and then their own sort of governments running localities. So that's, man, you're talking about going back to pre-1600s.
That's what I said. East this is India, throwback stuff.
We'll call it the East India Sheriff's Department.
Right. This should not
be. Of Hillsborough County.
This should not be.
Yeah.
A constitutional sheriff.
Good job, Chad.
The constitutional sheriff would have told that judge, no, I'm not doing that. My job is to protect the property of the people. My job is not to take it. And there are civil routes for this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. A debt is a debt. You must pay what you're owed. If somebody owed me $11,000, I would want to be paid. If somebody owed me $11,000 and didn't pay for 14 years, I would be entitled to the interest of that $11,000 if I had it. But I don't have I should not have the right to go to the sheriff's office and have the government be my collection agency, because I have within my civil box, within my civil reach, debt collections companies, repo people, whatever, mm-hmm. right? Now, there would be no repo person because they've already got the car. See, that's the thing. They've already repossessed the car. He defaulted on the debt. They would have gotten the original vehicle. This is a whole new vehicle. It's not even the same vehicle.
Right.
This is a totally different vehicle.
I just think it's crazy the thing in the order of saying, you know, go round up stuff that can be sold to pay off this debt is just
bizarre.
That is bizarre. And so the deputy is rummaging through, and it looks like we can sell this. And that's garbage. Okay, we could sell this. Just bizarre to me. Just gathering up the dude's stuff that looks like they could sell it. And then what? Does the sheriff's office have a garage sale? Like they have some yard sale? I guess they put it in an auction?
No, because it's not their stuff. Then, they have to give it to the company.
And then the company has an auction?
Has an auction or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What is it? Grow Financial. The Grow Financial Sunday yard sale.
Is that what you feel? I mean, how do you feel about this if you're the deputy? Like, you go home at night and you feel good about this stuff? You're rummaging through somebody's property to take their stuff to be auctioned off? I mean, just.
For a civil debt.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine that'd be what I signed up for.
Well, I think that. Our
so yeah crazy
the institution of the sheriff's office has been so corrupted for so long. I don't think the deputies actually know.
Yeah, it's a drift. I mean,
you are a revenue collector when you hand out speeding tickets.
No, I was just about to say this functional drift into becoming revenue agents.
No, it's a functional drift back to the sheriff of Nottingham pre 1215. When the sheriff in 1215, those of you who are Liberty First University students and you have taken the class on the genealogy of the Constitution, you understand that in 1215, a big change came. Before 1215, you guys saw, we all know Robin Hood. That was pre-1215. Robin Hood is pre-1215. And when the sheriff of Nottingham is going around and collecting taxes for the king, is because the role of the sheriff pre-1215 was an agent of the king to do the king's bidding with the king's force. He is actually, in pre-1215, the sheriff is the second highest political force in the kingdom, second only to the king himself. 1215, you've got the Revolution of Runnymede, you've got the Magna Carta, and you've got Clause 61 of the Magna Carta that transforms the office of the sheriff from a a hireling, a duty doer of the king, to a defender and protector of the rights to the people, even against the king.
Well, now the king are private corporate interest.
Yeah. Well, who says they weren't then either?
Right.
Come on now. When monarchies can be referred to as the Stuarts and the Normans, and the ideology doesn't change no matter who is king,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about corporate families.
Sure.
That's what you're talking about. So this stuff burns my backside, and it should burn yours too. Look for it. Don't just get enamored by all this federal stuff. Look and take a moment to look at your local stuff too. So here's the last story of the day. DNI. What is DNI, JC?
Director of National Intelligence.
Oh, thank you. DNI releases CIA documents on Clinton's plan. I love that little quote. Plan to tie Trump to campaign, Trump campaign to Russia. Tell me about this.
Yeah, that goes back to, and this was the thing that the Democrats have been saying, oh, that's debunked. It's not true. I think it's one of the things.
Is that going to be in Hillary's book?
Biden was saying it's not true. Well, it's not her book. It's a book about her by somebody else of basically, you know, saying everything's a right-wing conspiracy, you know, because she's never done anything wrong. So there's just been this 40-year persecution, the hunting. It's called the hunting of Hillary Clinton, I think is what it's called.
What difference does it make? What difference you know. Does it make?
So, you know, it's I'd like to read it, but then I don't because I don't want to, you know, fund this propaganda. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to give money for that. But it's Michael D'Antonio, The Hunting of Hillary, the 40-year campaign to destroy Hillary Clinton. So here's, you know, he would say, here's more of it. And this has been the narrative of, you know, this is all conspiracy and right-wing conspiracy. This has been debunked. None of it's true. And they were angry. They were angry at Ratcliffe for releasing something, I think last week or week before.
The Brennan's handwritten notes.
Yeah, so now there's more. Here's more. So he declassified, I think, the report about the about this idea that there was a
is that
plan,
the picture that we have?
A plan with the Russians. So this is these are handwritten notes from Brennan revealing that he briefed President Obama on Hillary's plan to tie tie President Trump to Russia collusion as a means to distract from her email crisis. So the big talk, you know, the big thing was she was coming under the gun for her email server and all the 33,000 emails and all that sort of thing. So apparently Brennan briefed Obama about the idea that, you know, she was basically using the Russian collusion as a distraction. So one of the heart of heavily redacted report here, but you can see, says per FBI verbal request, CIA provides the below examples of information the Crossfire Hurricane Fusion Cell has gleaned to date. So that was the team. Remember, the FBI team is gathering all this, and it says there was an exchange between all that's blacked out, discussing U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump, Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say that again, because I read that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is actually talking about why it happened. Yeah. Read that again, because that's crazy.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump, Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. Now, the narrative is, this was some Russian report that said this, and so this was propaganda, whatever. Now, connect that with, like, this would seem like a big deal. I mean, if you had this kind of information and you've uncovered
just a little bit
this, and so Comey's response is, I don't recall anything. I don't recall anything like that. So he has all this memory of all the Trump stuff and Trump collusion and something like this.
But the conversations that they had that weren't even in writing, he has explicit memory of.
Right. But this, he says, basically, I never heard of this.
So that's what I was going to ask you, JC. When he says, I don't recollect, is he saying, I don't recollect what this says, or I have no memory that it even existed?
No, and he says, I don't recall anything like that. Said no notion of any of this. So this goes back to apparently the, again, a Russian report of this so-called hacking group, and that they allegedly had this information. And so they were saying, oh, this is completely dismissed. So, right, so whether you think the Russians, whether this was legit, like they had this, heard this, and there was this actual discussion of Hillary and somebody making this plan, what is interesting is the contrast between similar stories about Russian collusion with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is the important part. The contrast that you had this narrative that they say were from Russians. So, oh, this is just Russian propaganda nonsense. Yet you had a dossier.
The Steele dossier.
Steele dossier, mm-hmm. which was purchased, paid for by the DNC. Information provided.
How do you even get past, I don't want to interrupt you, JC, but how do you even get past the fact that this was paid for by the DNC?
Well,
it's
kind of
suspect.
But if you think about it, it speaks to this, that narrative coming from the Russians, right? That because so they're dismissing it, saying this is something the Russians say, that Hillary Clinton is trying to create a collusion story to distract from her problems. Then when you look at what actually happened, Clinton campaign purchases the Steele dossier, which was provided by Russian sources. So if anybody should know that Hillary Clinton was trying to get information and build a collusion story to distract, it would be the people that she actually was buying the information from, the fake stories from. You know what I'm saying? So there's like a disconnect here. No, this is not true. This is propaganda from the Russians. Yeah, but that's actually what happened. So, yeah. And then you connect that with the idea that they knew of the Steele dossier, you know, being garbage. They knew of the garbage sources, and that was hidden. We know it was intentionally hidden from the FISA court to get the warrants to conduct the Russia collusion investigation. So it's really crazy. This is the Hillary came up with this thing to distract and come up with, that's crazy. The Russians are, that's just crazy talk from the Russians. Let's ignore the fact that that is literally what happened. And the Russians are just saying, hey, we know about this. Like, she's buying the stuff from us. So this is a thing she's doing. Just saying, oh, no, that's we can't believe that. That's crazy talk.
My face is hurting.
It's bonkers. I mean, it's totally, totally bonkers. And
I just keep thinking, then you have the whole book about the persecution of Hillary,
right,
on top of the fact that at least 50% of the politically registered to vote people, let's say 40% of the politically registered to vote people actually believe this.
Yeah, believe the media narrative. Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, help us.
Because that's what they kept repeating every time somebody would mention this. That's been debunked. That's false. That's not true. That's propaganda from the Russians. That's just the Russians saying that Hillary Clinton got intel from the Russians and concocted a dossier to go against Trump to make him look bad, to tie him to some false Russia collusion story. That's Russian propaganda. No, that's actually what happened. It's not Russian propaganda. So what you're really saying is the Russians are just saying, like, agreeing with reality. Like, they're just describing what happened. And then Brennan reported to Obama maybe it was this. Brennan was in the Obama administration and going, look, boss, I just want to let you know the Russians are on to us. Like, they actually know that Clinton campaign is concocting a Russian collusion hoax. And, you know, here's the evidence of that. They're actually talking about it. Just want to let you know. Okay, thanks for letting me. We'll just call it a hoax. We'll just call that Russian propaganda. Be fine. It's come from a Russian bot. It's just from the Russian bot, Twitter. We'll get Zuckerberg to shut all them down. And then we get the media to repeat these talking points. Send those talking points to the Washington Post. Yes, sir. Right? Now, that's probably the part of the CIA memo that you're missing. That
and while you're sending it to the Washington Post, make sure you get to Fox News, their version of the story.
I want Brennan's handwritten notes to Washington Post and New York Times. That's the handwritten notes that I want.
Yep.
And it's funny because what always is mind-boggling to me, and I guess it's just the arrogance of power, because like your old boss did the same thing. You would think being attorneys and being who these people are, they would not write this stuff down. But it's weird that they write it down. That the fact that there are handwritten notes revealing all this, and somebody has them. Somebody has Brennan's handwritten notes. And remember, he has been criticizer in chief against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about all this lying, he's such a liar, and all this made up stuff. And these guys are the biggest liars of all time, and just constantly covering for Hillary Clinton. And here's this D'Antonio writes a book of all these fairy tales about Hillary Clinton being persecuted and hunted by the vast right wing conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's actually an investigation. It's a 40-year investigation that is never really stuck because of the deep state and the media,
you know, the
protecting her.
Transformation of the meaning of words is always very shocking to me. And I never, you know, I mean, 11 years now we've been steeped in this political realm, right? And I mean, we're neck deep, right? Before then, I had a fascination of words, but I never realized why the definitions of words changed until I realize now. People change the definition of words to change society's view of something, right? So you have this word conspiracy. What is actually in the definition of conspiracy that equals it to inaccuracy or falseness.
To be untrue.
As a prosecutor, I could charge somebody with conspiracy. Mm. I can't charge somebody with lying, which is what now conspiracy means, right? Conspiracy is now synonymous with lie.
Yeah.
But that's not conspiracy. Conspiracy just says I conspired to do something.
There's a group of people working together to accomplish some goal.
Some agenda.
Secretly, and that's what's happening.
Well, you can do it openly. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it's just...
But you conspire. You get together to orchestrate a thing.
That's just conspiracy.
That's what they do.
When did the word conspiracy become synonymous with lie?
Yeah.
No, or fantasy?
Yeah, this stuff is a conspiracy. It's just not conspiracy theory. It's not theory. It is a conspiracy. Not the right vast right-wing conspiracy. The conspiracy of the cabal of which the Clintons are part. There's a conspiracy going on. There's a conspiracy to rob humanity of its wealth and property. There's a conspiracy to enslave humanity.
Yes.
And she's involved in this.
She's involved in the present enslavement of people, not just the conspiracy to have it done sometime in the future.
So all the idiots who, you know, oh, she's such a pioneer and trendsetter, groundbreaker.
But Jeb Bush gave her the Liberty Award.
Yeah, he's also part of the conspiracy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you have found today's show educational, informative, inspirational, and you are ignited and activated to get involved and do something. We are an educational teach show, not just a talk show, so we want to give you the tools. Remember, we can disciple you in your pursuit of knowledge, go to libertyfirstuniversity.com and get your tools to become a Liberty First activist. Not to mention godgunsliberty.com, where you can go and find your liberty gear. Speak liberty with more than your mouth. Speak truth with more than your Facebook blog as you go around and travel and teach. Lots of great t-shirts. This is one of my favorites, the one that you're seeing now. Go and get the t-shirt at godgunsliberty.com. Hat, JC, what do you have? T-shirts?
T-shirts, hats, mugs, long sleeve shirts, jackets, hoodies, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. Okay, guys. God bless you. We will see you next time.
Hope you enjoyed the gun talk this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Give him a little shout out about
that. No, it's just, I was actually testing the stream this morning and just, you know, I needed something to say, so sat and chatted about firearms. So it was fun.
Cool.
Something a little different.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. God bless.